Should go.
Well, you better hurry up and decide, or it's going over the balcony.
Okay, just put it down there.
That's it. We ain't moving no more furniture.
But George,
you know what they call a woman who works her husband too hard?
What?
A widow.
Quit complaining, George. The living room needs a change.
That's the same thing you said last year. And after we moved all the furniture, you decided you liked the way we had it.
Well, it doesn't hurt to experiment.
The hell it don't. My back is killing me.
George, do you know what it's like looking at the same old thing day after day?
Tell me about it. I've been looking at you for the past 25 years. Ain't you got no sense of humor, Weeze?
Of course I have. I married you, didn't I?
Mrs. Jefferson, ain't you decided where to put the furniture yet?
No, I just can't make up my mind.
Well, if you ask me.
Who's asking you?
George, Florence can say what she wants. Go on, Florence.
Everything looked fine where it was.
Who's asking you?
You know, when I was a child, it seemed to me every time I turned around, our furniture was changed.
Well, your folks kept moving it?
No, it kept getting repossessed.
George, let's try moving the sofa over there.
Oh, Wheezy.
Oh, come on, George.
Well, are you going to help or are you too busy holding down the floor?
You didn't ask me to help you.
Oh, okay. Florence, dear, would you mind giving us a hand with the sofa?
Of course not. See? All you had to do was ask.
You know, I think I'm gonna give her a raise.
A raise?
Yeah. Maybe if we pay her enough, she can afford to quit.
Okay, George. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. George!
Weezy, it ain't polite to keep people waiting.
Coming!
Hey, Marcus. Marcus!
Oh, hey, Mr. Jefferson.
With that thing in your ear, you can't hear me.
That's the idea. Just kidding. Here's your cleaning.
Thank you.
Man. Woo, this place looked like it was hit by a tornado.
No wonder tornado was Hurricane Louise.
We are redecorating, Marcus.
Oh, well, have fun.
Hey, Marcus. You finished working downstairs, ain't you?
Yeah, why?
Well, how would you like a chance to work upstairs?
You moving your store?
Uh-uh, we moving furniture.
Well, I'll see you later.
Come on, come on, come on. It'll be more fun.
More fun than what?
More fun than me doing it by myself.
I heard that.
Okay, let's start with this desk here.
Okay.
Well,
where do you want it?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Well, I made up my mind. It's going back where it was.
But, George...
Look, Weezy, I just want to get it out of the way.
Okay, but it's not going to stay there.
It's going to stay there unless you move it. Come on, man.
What was that?
I don't know. Maybe somebody blew a fuse. Ready?
Ready.
George, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just tripped over the phone. What happened to the lights?
They went out.
I can see that.
I can't see anything. George, I'm scared. Where are you?
Right here.
Right where?
Over here, Weave.
But I can't... Ow! Whose dumb idea was to put this chair here?
Yours.
Oh. Oh, there you are. Put your arm around me, okay?
Okay, as long as Mr. Jefferson don't mind.
Hey! All the lights went out.
That Florence is amazing. You can't sneak nothing past her. Open the drape.
The lights are out everywhere.
What are you kidding? Oh, no.
You mean we're having a blackout?
Unless everybody in New York decided to go to bed at the same time.
I wonder how long this one will last.
As long as the electric company can rook us out of some more money. That's why they call him Con Edison.
It's a good thing Con Edison doesn't own the moon, or that would be out too.
You need some more light. Would you get the flashlight?
It's not here.
What? How many times did I tell you to keep the flashlight where we can find it?
I will when you bring it back from the store.
Oh. Well, get us some candles, then. We need some more light.
Good idea. There's some candles in the kitchen.
Wait, I'll go with you. I want to eat some of that chicken in the refrigerator.
How can you eat at a time like this?
Somebody got to eat it or it'll spoil.
Too late for that, Florence. You spoiled it when you cooked it.
Greetings, Mr. J. I see you're as much in the dark about this as I am.
Would you get that light out of my face?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
Yeah, we're all right, Mr. Bentley.
Hello there, Marcus. I am experienced when it comes to blackouts, you know.
You should be. You've been blacked out for years.
No, I mean because of the war. I remember once when I was a lad in London, my Aunt Constance and my Uncle Trevor gave a birthday party for their butler. It was during an air raid, and one of the bombs fell on our local power station. All our lights went out. It was terrible. I never saw my aunt again.
You mean she got killed in the bombing?
No, she ran off with the butler.
I found the candles, George.
Anybody want some chicken?
Oh, splendid idea. Food and song.
Song?
Yes, that's how we used to pass the time during the bombings.
Oh, I just love to sing.
Hey, they could have really used you over there in London, Florence. As an air raid siren.
Let's see. How about row, row, row your boat row, gently row, down the stream?
Hey, cut it!
Row, 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 row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Have some chicken.
Row, row, row your boat gently down.
Hey, be quiet. We gotta figure out what to do. The stream.
Merrily, merrily.
George, a little music wouldn't hurt, you know.
That ain't no music. That's air pollution.
If you want music, I can turn on my radio.
Oh, splendid idea. They may have some news about the blackout.
For all you dudes and foxes at the drive-in, take a breather and check out the screen. The movie ain't running. We're having another blackout in New York. Police report scattered looting in Bedford-Stuyvesant and South Bronx.
Give me that.
We'll have more details as they come in. But now, a golden oldie perfect for the occasion. Little Richard singing By the Light of the Moon.
Ain't that a drag?
What you talking about? I like Little Richard.
I ain't talking about Little Richard. I'm talking about them looters up in the South Bronx. I got a store in the South Bronx. Come on, Mark.
Where we going?
Up to my store in the South Bronx. We gotta get the clothes out before the looters get there.
But, George, it'll be dangerous out there. And besides, your store is insured, isn't it?
No, it ain't.
What?
I can't get insurance in the South Bronx. It's a bad risk area.
Is there anything I can do, Mr. J?
Yeah, you can lend me your flashlight.
Oh, certainly.
See you later, Weezy.
George!
Don't worry, Weezy. I'll be back in a flash.
Oh, I hope George knows what he's doing.
Probably not. But that ain't never stopped him before.
Well, in the meantime... Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little Lindsay Divey, like Hilly Divey too. Wouldn't you have a banana?
Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little Lindsay Divey.
How much you think we'll get for this stuff?
Shh! If we get caught about 6 months...
what I tell you, Marcus? Look like somebody's been here already.
Yeah, maybe we ought to come back in the morning.
Marcus, come on.
Look at this place.
Lord.
That's some clothes.
Yeah. What are you doing here? This is my store.
Wrong, brother. We was here first.
And that makes it our store. Look, I own this place.
You own this place.
That's right. This is the Jefferson Clippers, and that's George Jefferson.
You giant. Afraid not, chump. You see the name on them credit cards?
He's right. He does own this place. Sorry, Mr. George Jefferson. We ain't gonna take none of these clothes.
You damn right you ain't.
No. We just take your wallet.
And I'll be taking yours, too. Hurry up, chump. I got an itchy trigger finger.
Yes, sir. Well, you guys look like you need the money more than we do.
Right. Hey, it was nice doing business with you, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah. And if you're going out on the streets tonight, be careful. This neighborhood is a jungle. You might need this.
Ah! A damn water gun.
You want to go get him?
What are we going to do, drown him? Look, let's just get these clothes out to the truck and get out of here.
Right on.
Man, right on. Freeze!
All right, back up against the counter.
I'm George Jefferson.
Yeah, sure, bud.
And I'm Kojak.
Wait!
No ID on this one. This one either.
You know, because these two dudes just stole our wallet.
Oh, come on, man. Now, I know you can do better than that.
Sure, at least the last two jerks we caught were original. They said they were running a delivery service.
You wrong, man.
Yeah, sure we are. You're under arrest. You got a right to remain silent. If you give up that right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be held against you in the court of law.
This is a fact.
Come on, buddy. Let's take a ride. Come on,
downtown. Did somebody help me, please?
Inside.
Hey, I ain't taking it sitting down, you know.
Then take it standing up. Sorry about the accommodations, but all the private rooms are taken.
Hey, man, look, I still got all that ink all over my hand.
Oh, what a shame. The manicures won't be until morning.
Hey, look, I'm a voter. I'm a veteran. I'm a taxpayer. I want to see my lawyer.
I want to see my lawyer, too.
Sit down, nigga. You ain't got no lawyer.
Okay, then I want to see his lawyer.
Hey,
relax, friend.
I ain't your friend.
Oh, come on, now. Ain't no need to be hostile. After all, we're going to be spending a lot of time together.
No, we ain't. I'm leaving as soon as my wife comes to get me out of here. You got the time, Marcus?
No, I ain't got a watch.
Want to buy one?
Hey, man, how'd the cops miss all them watches?
Simple. I let them frisk the same arm twice. First, like this. Then, like this.
I mean, what time you got?
What city?
This city, chump.
11:30, chump.
You believe this, Marcus?
No.
Well, they ain't getting away with it.
Who?
Them cops that arrested me, that's who.
I think they already got away with it.
Now,
what the catch you steal?
Look, I ain't steal nothing, man. See, I own this cleaner.
Uh-huh.
So me and Marcus was gonna go up to the store and get all the clothes out before the looters got there.
Uh-huh.
But the looters beat us to it. And then these two big guys grabbed us and took our wallets away. And one of them had a gun.
A gun? Oh, wow.
No, I'm telling you, man. And then me and Marcus get up there, and we taking the clothes out to the truck, and the cops catch us and arrest us because they think we the looters.
Man, that is quite a story.
Really? Yeah, I know.
How long did it take you to think it up?
Look, man, I ain't thought nothing up. I ain't stole nothing. I'm innocent.
Hey, we all innocent. Ain't that right, brother?
You innocent, right.
See, we all been framed.
That's right.
I was walking down the street minding my own business when all of a sudden this cop comes and arrests me just because I had a brand new color TV under my arm.
Yeah, and I got arrested for playing baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah, I pitched a couple of rocks through the front window of Art's liquor store. See, we're all law-abiding citizens. Just like you.
Oh, 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 look, you ain't nothing like me. I ain't no thief.
That's right. Wait, that's right.
Hold on, look, I'll talk. Look, I spent most of my life building my business, and what happens? The lights go out, and people like y'all hit the streets just grabbing anything y'all want to get your hands on.
You got it? I just wish my hands were bigger.
You mean to tell me you don't think you did nothing wrong?
Yeah, I did something wrong. I got caught.
I don't understand you. In fact, I don't understand none of y'all.
Shut up. Of course you don't understand.
Oh, he understands. He understands.
You gotta lighten up, blood. We ain't no criminals.
Oh, yeah? And what the hell you doing in jail?
What the hell are you doing in jail?
I'm here by mistake, not like you.
You ever been poor?
Yeah.
I mean real poor.
Sure. He was so poor, his folks couldn't even afford a bigger kid.
Well?
You damn right I've been poor. But I didn't go around looting. I got me a job.
I got a job, baby.
Oh, yeah? What kind of job you got? Trick-or-treating color TVs every time the lights go out?
Oh, man. I work at a car wash.
Yeah?
Hey, I got a watch here that's waterproof.
Oh, man. Digital? Hey, okay, forget it. If you got a job, what you doing out there looting?
You try feeding a family of five on what you can make at a car wash. Let me tell you, Jabba Jaw, you do not eat too fancy. So in order to put some food on my table, I busted into an appliance store.
Appliance store? What you planning on doing? Feeding your family blenders?
No, man. I was gonna sell them for bread, you know? Real bread.
Oh, man, that ain't no excuse.
It beats starving. Sometimes you gotta do the wrong things for the right reasons, right?
So in other words, you telling me that everybody that's out there looting is doing it to keep from starving?
No, man. Now, some of them dudes out there looting just for the hell of it, you know?
They the kind to give looters a bad name.
George Jefferson.
Yeah! Hey, Weezy!
Miss Jefferson!
Hey, my hey, watch. Oh,
woo, woo. This is your husband?
Oh, yeah, that's him. Baby Face Jefferson. Funny, Weezy?
All right, come on, you two.
What took you so long? George, I had to walk down 12 flights of stairs in the dark.
Hey, you want to buy a watch with a lighter dial?
Sorry about the mistake, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be even sorrier when you hear from my lawyer. From the way I understand it, it was a very innocent mistake.
Maybe she's right, Mr. Jefferson. I guess it could have happened to anybody.
Anybody who was dumb enough to roam around during a blackout.
Oh,
come on, George, it's late.
Yeah, that's right. I gotta get up early and get up to the Bronx store.
I'll go with you and help you clean it up.
Nope, I ain't gonna clean it up.
You're not?
I'm gonna close it up.
What?
Bye, Weezy.
Come on, what's wrong with you?
Looks like this place had a close encounter of the 10th kind.
They took everything.
Well, you heard what the cops said. You got to put up steel-plated walls and iron bars to keep them out.
George, look at this.
Oh, yeah, that's the first dollar the store ever made.
That was 6 years ago. I remember how happy you were when you brought this dollar home and asked me to get a frame for it.
Yeah, I'm surprised the looters didn't take that.
What do you want?
Are you George Jefferson?
Yeah, but it ain't gonna do you no good. We're closed.
Is this your wallet?
What?
It is your wallet, George.
Where'd you get it?
I found it in the alley around the corner.
Anything left in it?
Just a picture of your mother. They took everything of value.
Well, look, thanks for bringing the wallet back.
No, I don't want your bread, man.
What you bring the wallet back for?
Because it's yours.
You live around here?
No, I dress this way because I'm an eccentric millionaire.
Oh, how come you didn't put that with the rest of the loot?
George, not everybody around here was out looting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Some people had to stay home and hide the stuff.
They really did a job on you, huh?
Yeah, they ruined my store.
I wasn't talking about your store.
What?
I'm talking about your head, man. I guess you're gonna close this place down for good now, huh?
You damn right I am.
George, anger doesn't solve anything.
I ain't angry. I'm mad.
You really gonna close down the store?
It's the only thing to do, lady.
See?
I mean, it's obvious that everyone in this area is a crook.
Right.
Or even the people who worked here.
No, they ain't no crooks.
No. They just unemployed, huh?
No, they ain't unemployed. Look. I'm sure I'm not the only store owner who's had enough and who's going to quit.
But, George, this store's done a good business. You've got regular customers who depend on you. Closing down just because of what happened last night is like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
What's this got to do with babies taking baths?
Your man's right, lady. I mean, what's the point of providing employment down here? What's the point of trying to help a community get back on its feet? I can't hang around here. I gotta find myself a new cleaners. I think there's one about 20 blocks up from here.
Hey, wait. Look, you ain't gotta do that. There's one right here. Just bring your clothes in tomorrow. It'll be on me.
Jefferson, you're all right.
You're not gonna close down?
Weezy, now why would I do a stupid thing like that? I mean, you gotta have faith in people. I mean, just because a few people do something wrong, you ain't gotta punish everybody. Weezy. You got to learn to trust people.
Oh, George, I love you.
Now, wonder how much it's going to cost for steel-plated walls and iron bars.
It. Everything's back where it was.
Hey, Weez. Did you move all the furniture by yourself?
Yes, and it wasn't easy.
Look, if you needed somebody with muscles, why didn't you call me?
Why? You know somebody with muscles?
For your information, when I was in the Navy, I used to go into the weightlifting room every day.
You must have felt right at home with all those dumbbells.
Yeah, just like now, except I can't lift you.
George, what have you got in the bag?
Just a few things in case you have another blackout.
Candles, a flashlight, earphones?
No, they ain't earphones, Weezy. It's a radio, so I can listen to the news without having to listen to you and Flaws in case you start that dumb singing again.
George!
See? You just turn it on, and you can't hear nothing you don't want to hear.
George!
Can't hear you, Weezy.
Let me try it. Hey, that sounds great. Oh, by the way, the Willises will be down soon.
The Willises?
Yeah, they coming here for dinner.
What are they coming down here for?
Because you won't go up there.
Of all the dumb reasons. Hey, wait a minute. No, they can't come down. Hey, look. Please,
I can't hear you. Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.